Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah. I'm your beginning host for this morning. And this morning being, we're in the live action time to be grateful by the Muslim Journal. And that includes Professor Aisha Mustafa, Joan Najila, and the entire team, which includes Imam Abdul Kareem Muhammad and Mujahideen Muhammad, Bilal Hassan. Don't know Vicky's last name. Forgive me, Vicky. And others, many others, here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And the host masjid is Masjid al-Haq, and we're so thankful to be here. We are who we're talking about, CWSC, AM 360, and along with A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio and IWDM Community Radio. I'm sitting here at our table, one of many tables that are on display in this lengthy foyer. It's about, a 1,000 feet long, but it is, I say 1,000, but it's 100 feet long, okay? And it has a width maybe of about, I'd say about 30 feet wide. And the beauty of everyone coming along now, the progression of the tables being decorated with information, and on the opposite wall of the tables are beautiful, lengthy, informational, I don't know what to call them, museum placards. And the preservation that we've been told, the preservation of information is at the heart of Muslim Journal. So individuals who have established the museum, one in particular is the Islamic Cultural Preservation and Information Council. They have the New Africa Center, Muslim American Museum. And then we have the museum. We just finished interviewing, a brief interview with the young, the brother Musa, I believe is his name. And then we have Lester Muhammad, and Brother Musa, Collections and Stories of American Muslims present America's Islamic Heritage Museum, America's Islamic Heritage Museum Project. And they have, of course, Omar Ibn Said information, Abdurrahman Ibn Ibrahim information, Bilal Ibn Ali Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayhum, upon them, the mercy of Almighty God. Then Forgotten Roots, the Muslims in Early America, Yara Mahmoud, the Mohammed family of Maryland. Bilali Muhammad community. Much of this information, perhaps you've read in the Muslim Journal. Yesterday we mentioned the memoirs of the life of Job, the son of Solomon. And then we have the written, we wanted to read this particular one, but I won't take that time to do that this morning. Again, information, lengthy information on Muhammad. Muhammad is spelled M-A-M-O-M-E-T. Mahmoud. And they're showing the actual tombstone. He's the son of Uncas. It's spelled U-N-C-U-S, the Mohegan chief in Connecticut. A few more of the early Muslim settlers, Anthony Jan Danzoon, Van Harlem. And then the tombstone of a descendant of Anthony Jan Janzoon Van Harlem. And a lot of the information, they have the inclusion of certain artifacts that where their life, the civilization that was happening. One shows rugs, carpeting, then distant villages. Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, Muhammad Ali, Al-Hajj Muhammad, Namwarat Adin Muhammad. But I'm not seeing much depiction of Sister Clara Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayhum. Again, I say whom upon them, the mercy of Almighty God. And I know many of us, we are currently connected with the names I just mentioned. But how are we connected? And our quest, the CWSC initiative, one of the quests is that we, as we document, don't be afraid to share it in the way that these, well, if it's pictographs, written, and poetry, however it's written, and write about the mosques or the Islamic structures the meeting at home. Write about it. Share it. Because years from now, ones will be reading it, correct? Inshallah. One in particular, now I'm going to read the untold story, Muslim History in America, New York Cop Assaults Muslim Woman. And it says the paper was 10 cents, The Islamic News. And it says, Elijah Muhammad, justice for my people, charges the cop with assault. And Muslims, M-O-S-L-E-M-S, Jam Arena. These are articles written on this particular paper. And the year is, I'm not seeing the year. One is saying exclusive verbatim transcript of historic Washington speech. Some of you may have witnessed that happening. It appears to be like 1965, but if you bear with me here, I'll or 1959, it looks like, 1959. You know that definitely was the earlier years, correct? Yes. Praise be to Almighty God. It says in 1934, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was born 1897 to 1975, becomes the leader of the Lost Foundation of Islam in the wilderness of North America, which later became known as the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam was an indigenous African-American Islamic expression founded by Wali Farad Muhammad and developed by Elijah Muhammad. In 1934, W. Farad Muhammad departed the scene and left the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with the mission. By 1935, Elijah Muhammad faced many new challenges and a death plot at the hands of a few disgruntled members. To avoid the plot and to do research at the Library of Congress, he moved to Washington, D.C. In Washington, Muhammad studied and started a Muslim community. He was known as Mr. Evans. And then, in quotation, Ghulam Bogans and Muhammad Rasul. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad built a multi-million dollar empire by the time of his passing. The Nation of Islam developed many temples of Islam and the universities of Islam across the country. They had businesses, farms, property, rental property, transportation fleets, and more. He produced many great Muslim leaders like Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, El-Shabazz, Malcolm X in parentheses, Muhammad Ali, Louis Farrakhan, and Imam W.D. Muhammad. Again, Rahimallahu alayhum, on all of them be in the mercy of Almighty God. So as we travel through the journey, we journey through with information. Information becomes transportation, and it transports others, helps to transport others, take us back in this time period, and it brings us forward. And then how are we going to connect with that connection? So alhamdulillah, preserving in one Bilalian news says 20th anniversary. Commemorative edition Muslim of the Bilalian News. This was in the year of 1981. Preserving our right to know the truth, 1961 to 1981. And you may remember some of these titles. Some of this earth for own or else. The seal is broken. U.S. Soviets prepare Star Wars, real Star Wars. Let us join hands. A call to all black leaders, walk the way of free men, the world protests, Nigeria, build black economy, Malcolm X, overcoming the gravity of materialism, the safety of the black man in the world revolution, destruction of America's education, a new year greeting. Brain invasion, our women, our heritage. African communists seek to crush Islamic peoples Muslims wage valiant struggle. A nation's rebirth. Allah bless America. 99% effective natural birth control. Is it possible? Another is Jomo Kenyatta. The dawning spear, the burning spear, excuse me, shines on. Next, the mind invaders. Last, a free Jerusalem. So these are some of the titles that were on the Bilalian News. And then it evolved to become what we know, the Muslim Journal. So we are stressing the Dawah effort of Muslim Journal. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to the Muslim Journal. And if you have the means, get a subscription for someone else. But know the history and how important it is and how connected it is, how connected we are. Our disinformation connects us. And even as we are of American Muslim 360, all part of the developing process known as the broadcasting medium connections. So I'm going to stop right there, everyone. Again, this is Martha Naila Abdullah, and with us today is Khalila Ziyad Islam, and we have Dr. Aisha Kareem, and we have Latifa Hameen, and we do have a video of our table, a beautiful video display with t-shirts that says American Muslim 360. If you want to purchase a t-shirt, by all means, we have them here, and $10. Then Latifa has her poetry, With Healing in Mind. And then we have brochures from Graceline. And we have a booklet from an IWDM, Words Make People. And then we're sharing information on CWSC and American Muslim 360. All right? Any questions, any comments you'd like to share before we transition here? Imam Kareem Hameed will be in the host seat as we continue our sharing this morning. All right? Again, we're here, and we're here at the Hilton Hotel where everything is happening, and this is A Time to Be Grateful, 2023. The host masjid, our community, is Masjid al-Haq with Imam Abdul Kareem Mohammed, who is also the president of the board of Muslim Journal. Thank you. I'm moving out of the host seat. We're going to go to a public service announcement. And then we're thankful for your being here. All right. I'm going to go. Okay. I'm ending right now. I'm going to move out of the host seat. Everyone. Okay. I'm going to a public service announcement. Time to be grateful.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful, coming to North New Jersey December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. We are broadcasting live from the A Time to Be Grateful fundraiser. We look forward to hearing from the executive director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Martha Nahla Abdullah, praise be to Allah. I had a brain freeze there for a moment. And we are looking forward to hearing from the CEO of America Muslim 360, that is Sister Latifa Hameen. I've opened up the, your mic is open now, Martha, if you...
Yes, sir. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Highly glorified is Almighty God, Imam Kareem Hameed. Yes, thank you. And we're working really to bring to the minds of everyone the beauty and the warmth that is here. Even though it is freezing cold, I will tell you that, but the warmth overrides that freezing cold that we feel on, you know, in our hands. But everyone seems to have come prepared. So praise be to Almighty God for that. And I mean everyone, when I say everyone, if I was to give you a number of the people that are present, I'd say well over 500, if you can imagine that. And have you ever been to a convention? Then the convention, you know, we have thousands of people, correct? But I'm seeing, and perhaps it's 1,000 here. Last evening was cultural night. So we're going to begin there on the cultural night. Now, I must admit, this is where Latifa and Dr. Aisha will come in on that. But the culture night was established to bring the family together and to hear songs that were part of the younger group and part of us older groups, older-minded ones. And the name of one of the older groups is Dramatics. And I could not Dramatics. The Intruders. And they did share songs that many of us perhaps know. But again, the overall idea is to have us connect the generations. We're, and instead of using the language generation gap, we established that in Orlando as we discussed how to communicate and connect with one another. Then it was referenced that we began to use generation connection. And Imam Hassan Hamidullah's wife, Amina Hamidullah, she made that recommendation after the women met and discussed the relationship between the generations of a daughter, granddaughter, and a mother, grandmother. So I'm going to let you now hear from Latifa Hameen and Dr. Aisha Kareem, as if they want to include the cultural night, they can express it to you better. Assalamu alaikum, Latifa and Dr. Aisha. No, you're not unmuted. And then, again, we have with us, too, Khalila Ziyad. There you are.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Assalamu alaikum. All right, everyone. This is Latifa Hameen, CEO for American Muslim 360, and I have Dr. Aisha Kareem, the CEO emeritus of American Muslim 360.
Say something.
Say something.
Mr. Greetings from Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, yes. We're walking around. Last night, as Martha mentioned, in the program we had last night, the culture night, we had oldies but goodies. We had the young minds. They talked. I mean, not talk. They did spoken words and poetry. And they also did the violin. They sister played the violin. We had the brothers, the old school brothers. They did a lot of different songs. They took us way back, way back. And they took us way back, and they really, really gave us a good show. And we had Sister Sawad El-Amin. She was also on, she sung. And one of her favorite ones was Only Gonna Fly. One of her favorite ones, her favorite ones was Shahada. Yeah, no, not that one. That one's over. I'm standing here. Yes, I'm standing here with my sister here, Sister Marsha Niven. Say something to AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum. I am so glad to be on with you all. I think I might have talked to y'all the other day when we started. I don't know if that was Thursday, but I'm glad to talk to y'all on Saturday. We have so much going on today. We have so many different workshops. We have a workshop on health. We have a workshop highlighting the Muslim Journal and their new marketing plan. We have one on community engagement. We're going to talk about the Prime Muhammad Schools. We're going to talk about implementing healthy marriage and family. We got everybody here. We got a lot of business workshops, financial literacy. We have some international trade. Y'all should be here.
Wow, that's so wonderful, so wonderful. Now tell us, Marsha, your daughter performed last night. Which ones was she?
So my daughter is Damone Hijabi, and she did the spoken word.
Oh, yes.
University.
Oh, that's her. Alhamdulillah. Is that the one that said that she had children? That's not.
No, she doesn't have children.
Okay.
She was a double major in psychology.
Oh, yeah. Y'all remember that. She had a black and white on, right?
Yeah, she had a black. Yes.
Oh, alhamdulillah. So her daughter performed last night, and we had the young minds up there, and they were doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it was so, so wonderful. It was just refreshing the whole night. I mean, y'all put that together, Marsha, like you all had the young minds, and you had the violin that started with her, all the spoken word, had the brother that sung and did the flute. Then you brought the old school in.
Yes, and shout out to Sister Suwa.
She is a trailblazer in our community.
I mean, she put that show together.
Really?
That's what she does, and she brought all of that talent together for us, and we so, so, so appreciate her.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, she sang our song, Shahada.
Yeah, everybody got up.
And that's
our
national anthem in the community.
And Shahada, everybody was there. And then the intruders, the ones that were there, they were singing Cowboys to Girls.
Yes.
And they came out in the audience, and everybody was, like, singing and dancing. It was really, really very awesome, a loud time.
Which one is that?
Yeah, so that was alhamdulillah. And I never got a chance to meet Mujahideen.
I will get him to you.
Yes, please, because I have never, we talked all the time.
Yes.
Never got a chance to meet.
I will get him to
yes.
you. In the meantime, I got a direct over to
okay.
women. But I love y'all. I'm hoping to see y'all at some point in my lifetime. Maybe we'll see you at a time to be grateful. Next year, we are going to Miami.
And I'm inshallah, I want to really work with you all next year.
Okay.
I know Aisha came up to us, she said, talk with you. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to work with you all guys. I mean, just what y'all doing, just getting behind what y'all
yes.
doing. So I'm really loving it. Thank you so much,
absolutely.
Marsha.
Absolutely.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. All right. All right. All right. We are going into the workshop now. This is the workshop with the Muslim Journal, and we have Aisha Mustafa. We have, who do we have in this workshop? Yeah, we have Joan Najila. We have Thad Baltimore, excuse me, Kareem Muhammad, Hamza Abdul Hamid, Imam Abdul Kareem Muhammad. So alhamdulillah, we have all these people in here. Before we get started here, I'm going to walk down and talk to some people here. Assalamu alaikum. I am Latifa Hameen, and I am Latifa Hameen from AM360,
mm-hmm.
CEO for AM360, and I just came here to just say, I know you're about to give a workshop,
yes.
And you are?
Yeah,
I haven't met you. Okay, you met Martha.
Right.
Our executive director. Well, I'm the CEO of AM360. So it's good to meet you. I'm Latifa Hameen. And would you like to say a few words? We're on the air. So I just want to say, if you could just say a few words before y'all begin, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us a little bit about...
Ready this moment?
I mean, you know, I know you're about to start it, but just want to say hi or something, send a shout out or something like that, you know?
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. To the listener audience, Imam Abdul Kareem Muhammad, the chairman of the board of President of Muslim Journal, a newspaper, and Imam of Masjid al-Haq in Newark, that's hosting the Muslim Journal 19th Annual A Time to be Grateful. We're very honored to be the host and grateful and thankful to all of the support that we're getting from throughout the country that's visiting us here in the Meadowland, but the focus is on Newark. That's right, because of its rich history and roots deeply embedded in Islam and Muslim life.
Wow.
So Newark is very, very historic and everything.
Wow.
So we're in the Meadowlands. So I just want your audience to know that. So I want to congratulate you all, too. Great work that y'all are doing.
Hearing
so much about y'all, keep up the good work.
And
that's all I have to say. I want you to give me the opportunity to prepare a little better. But
you did wonderful.
I think that sometimes when you're just speaking natural,
yes.
it may come out a little better, doesn't it? But y'all are doing a good work. We hear about y'all throughout the country.
Really? Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's right. AM360, you know what I mean? So you're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing an awesome job. It's Dawah and all that thing, educating people
yes.
and enlightening people and
yes.
everything like that.
Yes.
So
yes.
I want to congratulate you all, too.
Yes.
Continue
thank
to
you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And we all, in our Parent Corporation Community-Wide Share Conference, they're at the helm of it all. And then we're just all, it's just one big happy family, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Thank you. It was so good to meet you. And you all keep up the good work. You're doing a wonderful job with the Muslim Journal as well. And I really appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, we just finished speaking to the president of the Muslim Journal, the board president. And he is doing such a wonderful job with the Muslim Journal. We're waiting for Sister Aisha K. Mustafa to come in, Joan Najila to come in, and just kind of just getting the gist of what's happening here. And this particular workshop here is the workshop of the Muslim Journal New Marketing Workshop, and it's headed by Imam Abdul Kareem Muhammad, which is the resident imam of Al-Haq. The Master of Al-Haq, alhamdulillah, which is sponsoring this today. So we're just so thankful. I'm going to walk outside right here, right outside the door, and see if other people are coming in to the workshop. We're still waiting for people to come into the workshop. And meanwhile, I'm coming outside here and kind of talk to some of the people, see what's going on. Going down here. Oh, I want to talk with some of the veterans. This veteran let me see here. Assalamu alaikum. Now, is this a veteran? He's not a veteran over there. Okay. All right, so I'm just kind of walking around and seeing some of the people that are here, some of the workshops that are going on. We have so many workshops going on at this particular time. The conference room. We have back here. I'm asking sister. Assalamu alaikum. I am Latifa Hadi with the CEO of American Muslim 360. We'd like to talk to you this morning. And who are you?
My name is Hakima Shahid Ifar.
Okay.
My husband is Imam Muhammad Ifar at Master's Free Haven in Longside, South Jersey.
Oh, wow. Alhamdulillah. So then, yes. So come on up here, Brother Imam. And say something to us. Where you're live on the radio. He's got this look on his face. You're live on the radio here. Tell us your name and tell us, you know, you're the young imam. Alhamdulillah. It's always good to see the young imams. We're passing that torch. So tell us who you are.
Alhamdulillah. My name is Imam Muhammad Ikhlas from Masjid Free Haven in Longside, New Jersey. Alhamdulillah. I'm happy to be here with my wife and family. Every workshop I've gone to has really helped me, you know, get a better focus. And, you know, renew our charge for the mission.
So. Okay. How long have you been an imam there?
Since the pandemic, August of 2020. So
okay.
Been, you know, a few years now.
Okay. How's it going? How's your congregation? Are you growing? And you know.
I think we're growing. We have some challenges being in the suburbs. It's not a densely, you know, packed area. So I think what would help is something to attract the people. The school system in the county, the area that we live in, isn't the best. So it's hard to attract the new young people to the area with comparable areas tax-wise where they could be where the schools, districts are, you know, better. So you have houses in our area that are a certain amount and have taxes associated. And they're comparable areas, same price relatively with taxes, comparable. So it's hard to attract them to a place where the school district isn't ideal. So that's a challenge of ours, but it'd be a great location for a school. So, you know, inshallah, we ask a lot of help.
And what is your demographics at this time there?
It's primarily African-American masjid. Our members, attendees of Jummah, it tends to be very diverse. However, the members that come and put their children in the Sunday school, et cetera, they tend to be primarily African-American.
Okay. Now, what do you, and I'm going to ask you one more question because I know you want to get to the workshop.
I thought I was talking too much. Well,
No. So tell me, what are some of the activities you have? You said you have the Sunday school. What are some of the other activities you have?
We have a brother's breakfast on Saturday morning, which I missed because I'm here. We have the weekend school or Sunday school. We also have family night once a month, Friday, first Friday. We're trying to get some other activities for sisters, but we have a beginning Islam class on Friday evening at 6 p.m. We have a food bank on Mondays. It's either at 6 p.m. or 12 p.m., depending. I kind of forgot the pattern that it goes, but every Monday we hand out free food that's donated to us from various supermarkets in the area. We have a lot of donors to help us do that.
Alhamdulillah. Now, this is his wife. And tell us your name again, sis.
My name is Hakima Shahid Ikhlas.
All right. And then how do you help your husband in this mission that he's on? I mean, he's been there for 3 years. He's relatively young, relatively young in the imam's position. So how is your support to your husband?
Well, I try to support him really in every way possible. The biggest thing that I try to do is try to give him ideas for ways of incorporating the younger members of the community. We have four little children, and we're trying to cultivate and grow. And so I'm constantly in his ear about this idea and that idea. I'd like to see us start a youth mentorship program. There are some out there, but we need to put our spin on it. So those are some ways that I like to help support him. One other thing I wanted to add to what he said was that Master's Free Haven does an annual A Day with the Prophets. So that's an event that we have. We're going to be having this upcoming spring. I think you have more details, but we'd like to invite a lot of the imams from this community, from the entire nation. Last year we had Imam Siraj Wahaj and several, I think maybe six or seven other imams from the congregation, vendors. It's a great opportunity, and it's in beautiful South Jersey, so
we're looking forward
to it this year as well.
And if you all can get, I'll give you our email, if you all can send us some flyers whenever you all are doing something, or send us some updates on some of the things, because when we air things, and we can possibly, cards will get you on our CWSC Friday Roundtable and have you come on and just talk more about your community and the things that you're doing so we can get you all out there. How about that?
That's
I really love that. So you have any cards with you for the email?
I'm not having any cards in existence. My wife's always making flyers for our events.
Well, we'll give you our information, and you send that to us, and we'll be happy to just start pulling that out as well, and promoting you all, inshallah. Congratulations, Brother Imam and Sister. We appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.
Wa'alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, just coming in. All right, and this is the children's area, right?
Yes.
We're live on AM 360 right now, and I just wanted to come in and see what's going on here. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here. We have the children. They always got stuff for the children, and the children are our parents. They bring the children, and then now we can see that you all are really having, they look like they're really working.
Yes.
So, okay.
Filled this out.
Oh.
They had to find a friend who fits that category.
Oh.
Has a key mark, likes to play sports. let's see what else we have. Has a pet, likes cheese pizza. So they wrote the names of all their friends they met today.
Oh, wow.
And so they have their name tags on. So if you want to put your names on.
All right. Yasmin, how you doing, Yasmin? You're on live on the air. You want to say something? Hi. Yasmin, and this is Naila.
Naila.
Okay, because you know what? We have our executive director. Her name is Naila, Martha Naila. So you is Naila, huh?
My cousin's name is
Naila. See, it's a difference. Okay, Naila is in A-I-L-A-H. Naila is in I. Is it N-I-A-L-A-H? I think it's somewhere like that. So it's a different meaning. So it looks the same almost, huh? All right. You want to say something to us?
Hello.
All right. We have Nasir. How you pronounce it?
That's right.
Nasir. Hi. Assalamu alaikum, Nasir. All right. You tell us anything?
I had a question. Is this on air for the Muslim Journal? Or?
No, this is American Muslim 360. We have our own flagship, American Muslim 360, and what we do is we air 7 days a week, and we have various hosts. We have about close to 20 hosts that we have, and everybody's broadcasting. We have 7 days a week. We broadcast for approximately 7 hours. Oh, that was your mom and dad. Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. Well, we just spoke to your mom and dad about the masking and everything. You're the older brother?
I'm the older.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm
12. Wow, alhamdulillah. Well, good then. I see you're very inquisitive. And that's good to be inquisitive. We like that. So thank you. And where's your sisters?
Yeah.
Okay. Two of them over here. She said four.
all the little ones over here. Oh, you got four. Your mom said you had four of y'all. All right, alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Sumaya. We have Sumaya and Camilla and Sadia. Yeah, I know. They were saying that's her brother and sister over there. So she said they had four children. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, alhamdulillah. How old are you, Sumaya?
Good.
I said, how old are you?
Five.
Five. You're five. And how old are you, Sadia?
Seven.
Seven. Alhamdulillah. Oh, you're almost seven. Them halves makes a lot of difference when you're little. But as you get old, them halves, you need them halves. Oh. You don't say nothing, and your brother comes, you'll say, I'm a half. I'm really not. Thank you all so much for introducing us to that. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we're walking around here, and I'm going to find some other people to interview here. I'm walking down through here. Salaam alaikum. I'm walking down. Let me see what program this is here that's going on here. Salaam alaikum. What workshop is this? Veterans. Can I speak to one of the veterans, please? Oh, y'all. Oh, well, can I have? I'm live on the air, and I want to interview at least one of you all. Okay, I got you. All right. All right, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what is your name?
My name is Ghana B. Gregory.
Okay, and tell us about this, because I've seen this Muslim American veterans before when I was in California. Y'all always are at a time to be grateful. Representation, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it started with Imam Waqi Muhammad. The idea of him picking up the flag and saying, hey, I'm an American. So behind that, Marble was born, and we had three members that established Marble. But Marble is being Muslim American Veteran Association, and our fight is to assist veterans, the vet, the wife, and the family, the children, and even their mother and father, you know, the grandparents of that family, you know, assist them in any way we can possible. What we want to do is help our veterans to live a full life and not be denied as our parents or maybe our foreparents were denied in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we stand out strong for medical reasons or medical assistance or even, you know, just the common luxury of having food and shelter, you know. And we try to provide the resources, the places to go to in order to get the resources. We also are defenders of the rights of the veteran who may be denied and going through the process of filing their claims.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big advocate of that. We're fighting veterans. We're fighting the VA. And a lot of times the VA, they're reluctant to give credibility to the veteran in order for him to establish a claim. So we do those things to bring them to bear. Is there any other questions?
Oh, he got it. You are very, very thorough. And tell us about this workshop today.
Well, this workshop today is introducing our thoughts, our concept. Matter of fact, it's also talking about our future, our vision, you know, what we want to do with this organization, what we want to do with the believers in uniforms, believers in the organization, you know. And we're all about helping the community. We're all about helping the Islamic community, our outside community, as well as the Muslim Journal, and trying to keep that information out abroad and very vibrant in every area of our aspects of life.
I mean, it's so good to know that we have representation as Muslims, as veterans. And so because you are, like you said, Imam Muhammad, Rahim Allah said, you know, like we are Americans in terms of, you know, serving. We serve this country. And as Muslims, we're always going to be Muslim first. But then we still are Americans, and we still deserve what
we
all Americans
want to do right. We want to do right. And we have posts throughout the United States. I think we have a total of 16, maybe 18 posts now.
Really?
Yes. And we're spread out through the United States. And matter of fact, you can really get in touch with them by going to the masjids. And those are the masjids in association with the Imam Wahdi Muhammad, as you say, radiyallahu. And we want to gain more. We want involvement. We want to educate even the young folks that are coming out of the military and finding themselves having difficulties, just dealing, navigating through life, you know. And we want to be there to help them.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to have to go now because they're having their, thinking about something, they're having their book. Thank you so much.
You're very well.
I appreciate it. And I have a pamphlet here. I mean, you know, a brochure. So I'll be sure to look at that and thank you. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. That's what I'm going to make. Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, that was the Veterans Administration workshop. And so now I'm walking out into the hallway here, just looking to see other people that are just doing so much here. How they closed the door where I was supposed to be in the workshop. And so now I'm just walking around and giving this information out. I'm going to go over here, close to the booth over here, and talk to some other people, maybe some people that are at the registration desk. Because, you know, some of these people that have been around since the conception of the Time to Be Grateful, it is 19 years old. 19. Can you imagine that? That it is 19 years old. Alhamdulillah for that. So I'm walking on through. Assalamu alaikum. Walking through here. And I want to Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I am live on AM360. And I just wanted to sit here and talk to you a moment and tell me your name. And I know you've been around for a while working with this, right?
I've been born with them. My name is Khalila Sharif. I'm presently the treasurer of the board for the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. This is my first experience as a registration or an organizer, but it's been a wonderful experience. We are grateful for everyone who signed up ahead of time. We are grateful for everyone that's here participating, checking out the vendors. The cultural night was beautiful. Everybody was up.
Oh, yeah.
We had a wonderful time. I always love
Yeah, that was really, really nice.
Yeah,
wow.
We're still selling tickets for fashion show. We're still selling tickets for live streaming. If people cannot make it and want to live stream it, they should go on to Master.hot site, click on the live stream, pay their $55, and they'll be able to see the rest of the event for today. They will get a link for that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so, so much. Wow, there's so much going on. Thank you. There's so much. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing, John? Yes, I do. All right, so you. She says she has to go, so she can't talk to me. Oh, you know what? I need to put my press pass on. Thank you. All right, and you all are doing. You all are just got bags. Are they giving them away?
Yeah, they give away.
Okay, yeah. I gotta put my press. Oh, yeah, let me get a couple of them. All right. Do you want to, and can I, okay, so you have hospitality, and what's your name?
My name is Mujiba.
Mujiba.
Yes, and I am the hospitality. We are the hospitality. We have all of this white band on hospitality to direct, point, let people know what's going on, and help them when they get lost.
Oh, okay, wonderful, wonderful. And now she's sitting over here in this booth here. And she's giving us some of these wonderful bags that say the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful, December 7th to the 10th, 2023, Newark, New Jersey. And so This is wonderful, sister, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. So I'm just walking around. Thank you. All right. I'm walking around some more and taking, let me get another bag. Take one to Martinala here. We're walking back, and I have to get my press certificate, not certificate. My bad. I got to get my press badge on. I've already been asked where it was. And so I'm going to be getting that. I'm walking down. I'm going to talk with one of the sisters here. Assalamu alaikum, sister. And I am Latifa Hamid with American Muslim 360. And what's your name?
Sadana Ali.
Sadana! How are you? Alhamdulillah! I saw you in California.
That's
in my book.
Right.
You remember me?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah!
Yes.
Yes.
You have in Texas, right?
Yes, I do. You are good. And I talked to you on the phone.
Uh-huh. So I went to Barbados.
Yes, and I talked to you on the phone when you got back.
Yeah.
And this is where you live in this area, don't you?
I live in
Germany. Wow, alhamdulillah. And so what are you doing? Sasana Ali used to be a host on American Muslim 360. And so we're with her here. And she's got some of her wonderful books. She got some new stuff going on. Sister Sadana, I see you got some books.
You need to stop smoking.
Wow. So she's got some books.
Low stress scores in children.
Oh.
Okay, you can get menopause at 35 instead of 50.
Wow.
I got lots of books to talk to them about. If I could make one person smoking cessation such as my diet, they can make money for the master, for themselves, and the master. Okay?
All right.
So we're looking for a job that makes some money. We got a lot of people out there still smoking. All right?
Yeah.
All right?
So that's wonderful.
You go out there, you can get them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Uh-huh. And then you have...
And then 3 weeks, they won't. I just, this year, 2023, three people stop smoking.
Alhamdulillah. Did you hear that?
One is over 60, and one has children in school. So you understand if I say that secondhand smoke, lowest test. Listen, I'm telling you, knowledge is what makes people turn. It's what made us became Muslim. We weren't always Muslim. Neither were the Sahabi. None of them were born Muslim, but when they heard Rasulullah tell him about Allah, hey, they all turned Muslim. So that's it.
Alhamdulillah. You've heard it from Sadana Ali. She's, like I said, a previous host of American Muslim 360. It was so great to see you again, my sister. And keep up the great, great work that you're doing. You're welcome. All right. Assalamu alaikum. All right. We're moving on down the line here. And assalamu alaikum. We're moving on down. We're trying to see what's going on here. All right. I'm going to interview a couple other more people here. But first, I'm going to come back. Martha, are you still listening? All right. And I'm... See, I've been interviewing a lot of people.
I heard.
And I'm going to interview him over here. But I'm just trying to... All right. And I need to get my press badge, because Joan has already said to me that I needed to get it. So I'm going to get it. It's in my purse right there. I'm going to get my press badge, and then I'm going to continue to walk around. There's so much more that we can do here, and so many people we can interview.
That I've given the
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the name of the person who is
when we were doing the museum information, everyone, Martha Naila Abdullah, and the person that we wanted to interview, we did a brief one, and that's Imam Abdul Alim Ibn Abdullah Razak. And he expressed to me that he run away from any media personnel, that he is not one to be interviewed because he doesn't, he wants to connect, to cause the networking to happen. But praise be to Allah, he's going to do another interview with us on one-on-one. So look forward to that a little later when he's ready. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. And this is mine. I'm going to leave this here, okay? All right. All right. We are going to, I'm walking around. Oh, I'm going to go and get Imam Omar Shakir. I have to go and get him. He is our board member here. He is actually here. And I want to get him. And I'll wait for him to finish, and then I will get him. All right. Yeah, so many things. All right. Ma'am, I'm trying to interview you now because you got to go. Yeah, I was going to go. I can walk with you. I was just going to talk a little bit. But I was in that room. There was nobody in there yet. But I guess everybody's going toward that room.
The seminar room.
Yes, the seminar room.
What do you need me to say to what? You? That's what I'm making, people. What
do
you need me to say,
sir? I just told them that you're a board member of CWSC, and you're here with your lovely wife today.
Thank you. And
you know, it just tells how great this is.
Oh, I see. All right, family. Assalamu alaikum. As she said, I'm Omar Shakir. We are having a wonderful time here in the Meadowlands, Newark, New Jersey. This is really exciting for a lot of reasons because some of us are still coming out of hibernation, but we're seeing folks that we haven't seen in years. The spirit is high. There's quality workshops. We had phenomenal entertainment last night. I'm going to go ahead and tell on Latifah and I. We was out there shaking a leg. Now, not together, but she was shaking her leg where she was at. I was shaking my leg where I was at because we had the intruders in the house.
Yeah.
And it was nice. So
yeah.
Please support the Muslim Journal. Support all of our institutions, CWSC, AM360 Radio, Study Al-Islam, Muslim Journal, all of that. And when you can, please come among the believers. It's great for your spirit.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, Sister Latifah.
Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. All right, I'm going to go over here with these sisters and say something. Yeah, I'm going to wait. Sisters are taking a picture. And I'm going to go over here and talk to I'm going to talk. And hello, Mr. G. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, God. You got to take a picture.
I'm on air. Hey, let me get in there.
All right.
Wait, let it come out. Hold on.
Right.
You got 5 seconds to get it right.
Okay. All right. I'm standing here. I'm on AM360 Live. And I'm standing here with Pastor Muhammad from Study Al-Islam. And you know we carry Study Al-Islam every Sunday from 10 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. And I am here with the producer of... I'm still talking. Yes, I am.
No, but I'm
on the air. I'm live on the air.
You on the air?
Yeah, I just wanted to say.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Petra Muhammad, your sister and friend. And I'm sitting here among...
How long has Study Al-Islam been in?
I think it's been about 8 years. I think about 8 years now.
Wow. And holding strong?
It's very. It's resonating throughout our national community, both nationally and internationally. And we are preparing for our New Year's Eve community annual prayer, at which time will happen on December 31st. We will bring the New Year's in together. We have several sisters that will be offering special duas for our community and our global family, as well as those who have gone before us, as well as those who are sick and shut in. But most importantly, we will have Imam Wazir, who's going to answer the question, why do we recite El-Kaf? And then we will have three Hafizas, young sisters from our community, that will recite the entire surah of El-Kaf in Arabic. And I'm standing here with Nadia Ahmed, who is our Arabic instructor, and she will be one of the...
Of ILI, Islamic Learning Institute.
And she will be one of our those who will offer dua for our community, inshallah.
All right, Nadia.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, you know you caught us off guard here this morning.
That's the best way
to do it. But it's all good. It's definitely all good. So, alhamdulillah, we're here at a time to be grateful, and I think we're feeling that sense of gratitude in our hearts and our spirits, and it's a wonderful time we're having here. So, you know, for us, with Islam and Learning Institute, we just ended our fall semester, and we're doing enrollment, open enrollment right now for our winter semester 2024. But because of Ramadan this year, we had to move the beginning of the course, the beginning of the semester into 2023. So classes will actually begin December the 17th, which, as a matter of fact, is next weekend. So get on that, registration won't close until December the 31st, so you still have to the end of the month to register. But get in as soon as you can, inshallah.
Thank you so much. We've just been talking with the president of the Islamic Learning Institute, Nadia Ahmed, and she told you, you need to get in there if you're interested. Wonderful, wonderful program, because I'm involved in it, and I know it's wonderful firsthand. Alhamdulillah.
One more thing I want to say, that we are getting ready by the inspiration from Allah to take ILI on a tour, national tour. So we're going to go to cities around the country to host one-day intensive events to show you that if Allah says, وَلَّكَ يَسْرُنَا قُرْآنِ لِذِكْرِ فَيَعْمِنْ مُتَكِرْ and certainly we have made the Quran easy to remember, but is there anyone who is being mindful? And so we want to show the believers that it's even easier than we thought at first. So we want to demonstrate that, and then if you don't know how to read, we're going to show you how we can get you to reading real quickly. And then if you do know how to read, we're going to show you how to improve and progress your ability to read with patch reading.
Inshallah.
And that is December the 30th in Dallas, Texas. We're going to start in Dallas because Dallas is where Imam Qasim, rahimahullah, taught his first Arabic class there with a group of students. And they, with him, helped to develop a lot of his techniques to make learning Quranic Arabic easy for our people.
Alhamdulillah.
We're excited about that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I love my sister here. She's a beautiful sister. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you
so much. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. You just heard it from Nadia Ahmed, our sister here with Islamic Learning Institute. And now I'm on my way up here. I'm going to make way to the Muslim Journal. They're talking about their marketing plan coming up. So I'm going to walk over here and kind of see what's going on there. Looks like it's going to be something very, very great here. Just walking through the halls of the hotel at Meadowlands. Walking through this. Assalamu alaikum, sister. And just giving everyone the greetings, the peace. And just seeing what's happening around. There is so many wonderful people here, a lot of Muslims here. And that's what makes it so wonderful. We're around our Muslim brothers and sisters. And
and it just makes you so wholesome, and you just, you feel so, I don't know, I guess I would say I feel so open, and I feel like this is something that we need to do as Muslims. Which one are you going to? Is that, you want to do the one with the Muslim Journal? Is that the one you're doing? Community Development. I'm not sure. That may be there over there. So she's trying to get to the Muslim Journal. I'm going to walk in here. I'm going to be quiet. So if you don't hear me talking, know that I'm moving, walking in here, okay? Inshallah.
Downfalls and I see uptakes for tennis, and maybe that's just me old school, but I've seen the same class here. Social media came, newspapers across the board were impacted. The advertisers went on social media where they were paying, maybe the newspapers were getting $30,000 a page, full of page, like the one that Donald Trump took out on the, what's the, newspapers lost advertising because they said we can do it cheaper online. So they put the advertising and started going online for $6 and that took away the financial base of the printed newspapers. The industry for them shifted. I mentioned Washington Post was owned by one family for 100 years. The Washington Post was filtering, was on the decline. It was Jeff Bezos that bailed them out. Jeff Bezos fused them with money and then turned around and gave them the paper back, and now they're opening up bureaus throughout the world. So the Muslim Journal, our young people are online. I see y'all all the time. I'm online. I see you all. That's where y'all go. That's why y'all establish it yourself as a way y'all know the communication. But what it does not do, it is not brick and mortar. It does not sustain for us a future. It doesn't, it really doesn't give you any control. I've been in Facebook jail so many times. I have to play Monopoly or something to go around the board so I can get back out of jail, you know. And you have, we have no control.
I think that's one of the things that most certainly stuck out to me in our effort as a people to create our own narrative around who we are, what we've done, and what we aspire to have.
Mm-hmm.
West African tradition teaches us that storytelling is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
Is of utmost importance. And as we travel from West Africa over to the shores of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, where this place for its worth, eventually we became Christianized and we started to document more inside of Bibles. And the Bibles became our efforts to document our family's history, know who our elders and ancestors were. We have certainly shifted from that due to the technology that we've advanced. We've had a typewriter. Now we got full-fledged computers in our hands. I 100% agree in your comments that technology has stripped us from being able to communicate a lot of the more important stories that need to be told, I should say, are not told wrong. We get everything that is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Muslim Journal, as I see it, is
we have, I was just listening in on the Muslim Journal marketing plan. Sister Aisha K. Mustafa was speaking about how, you know, it's fine to be online with the newspaper, but you got to have the brick and mortar, she was saying, so that leaves more of a legacy. And that's what she was talking about, at least more of a legacy. So we are looking. Come on over here. This is my friend. Oh, they come out for love.
I've been looking for you.
Wait a minute. You got to talk now. I got to get you Fleming Ellamine, our advisor for the senior management. he's here standing with me right here. He actually had a workshop, and I just want to tell you, come on and get greetings over across.
Assalamu alaikum. You need to be right here in Newark, New Jersey. Pardon me. We just finished a workshop entitled Community Engagement and Civic Responsibility. We had the councilman from Atlantic City, Brother Shabazz, who was instrumental in getting Four Corners named after Imam Warsi Muhammad in Atlantic City. We had Brother Jimmy Small, who will be recognized at our dinner this evening for the contributions he made over the years in the state of New Jersey. And he was recognized by the governor as a volunteer of the year. So, inshallah, come by, be inspired, and keep engaged in the community of Imam Warsi Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, man. I know you're running. All right, thank you so much. That was Fleming Elamin, our advisor for the senior management team. So we're so glad that he's here. We have a lot of our people that are here, people that know about the Muslim Journal and the work that we're doing with CWSC and AM360. And a little bit about, you know, we think about CWSC. A lot of times we don't really know, okay, what is CWSC, but we know community-wide sure conference. We know that all the work that they do, that we all do, excuse me, not say, it's us. I'm sorry, us. All the work that we do. We are one of the intelligentsias, AM360, but mainly CWSC is at the helmet of all. They, it's like huge. We have so many different intelligentsias under CWSC. So, and AM360 is the flagship. So we're all working this together as one. So I just want to make sure that we keep it together. It's not a separate thing. It is a unity. It is a unity that we have here. Our family is a family. And so I just wanted to just bring that to your attention out there. And just walking by some of the booths here and seeing some of the people. Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, we have Abdul Aziz. We're on the air, AM360. Come on.
Too long. How's everybody doing? We're here, as you already know, at a Time to Be Grateful, the 19th annual Time to Be Grateful. And let me tell you, this thing has been so nice. They hit the ground running this morning. We just finished the presentation for Words Make People. It went on very well. And then there's a bunch of different workshops going on right now. We're in the marketplace, and the community is just fired up, man. People are enjoying themselves, and they're enjoying the festivities. Today we got a full day. We got a graduation for the W.D. Muhammad. What did they do? The course that they did, the leadership course that they were doing, that first 2 years, that first group is graduating today. They have a fashion show today sometime. They also have the banquet tonight, but they have several other things going on. Dear brothers and sisters, you're missing it. You're missing it. This is something, man. And usually I'll go take a nap by now, but I'm on all day, and I'll be running around here. But you'll probably hear from me again. I'm going to pass it back on to our dear sister Latifa, and I want to tell y'all, man, we are having such a good time, and and let me tell you something, we're running out of space.
Really?
Allahu Akbar.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, a time to be grateful, dear brothers and sisters, the 19th annual. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, thank you, Brother Imam. Ma'am Abdulaziz, thank you so much. All right, you're welcome. Assalamu alaikum. All right, we heard from one of our board presidents, CWSC, not president, but our board member, CWSC board member. Alhamdulillah, thank you. All right, we're walking by and looking, seeing all the things that are going on. They're kind of getting ready for the fashion show. The fashion show will be coming up pretty soon here. And the fashion show is going to be with a luncheon. So we're looking forward to that. It's a family fashion show, and I'm really loud. So we're back at our booth here. And Martha's getting this banner together here. It looks so nice. You can see CWSC over there, over the top. I'm loving it. All right. So I am, I've been walking around and talking, and it is almost 11 o'clock here. Yeah, it's almost 11 o'clock. So I've been talking for an hour straight. So I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Martha Nyla Abdullah, Executive Director for SNU here, and see, to let her. You already got him. Girl, I got everybody. All right. So you want to, all right. So Martha's going to talk for a few minutes. I'm going to have to get some water and rejuvenate. Inshallah. Thank you so much.
You are permitted to take half an hour break, my dear, and come back strong. She is the famous, infamous AM 360 representative today. So everyone has been hearing about American Muslim 360, and Dr. Aisha Kareem has already said she is going to be the silent mover around person today. So we can acknowledge her as we catch her, but just wanted to experience being in the midst of everyone and seeing how it has all come together. And we're speaking about Muslim Journal. We want to push the subscription. That is what this is about, the Dawah effort for Muslim Journal subscription. And Imam Abdulaziz being on the board of the directors of Muslim Journal, we know that you have already been interviewed, Imam Abdulaziz. I'm going to give you the greetings now, Martha Nyla Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum. And assalamu alaikum. I'm Martha Nyla. I'm just greeting you this morning.
Oh, walaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. She has always been right up front, ready to action. You say action? Imam Abdulaziz is there. So praise be to Allah. Okay, so let's add on to what Latifa has shared with you. I'm going to talk about the medium connection, all right? With the medium connection, what that could look like, our partners right now in broadcasting is American Muslim 360, the flagship for CWSC. And why we say flagship for CWSC, we're hearing somewhat that individuals, when they hear CWSC and they hear AM 360, that they are hearing two separate entities. Well, what can we say to let everyone know that AM 360, American Muslim 360, is the voice that brought the provided an avenue for CWSC, which is the intelligentsia, to perform, to come into action. So, in order to make this particular entity happen, CWSC, which comprises AM 360, again, the flagship for broadcasting. It's our outreach in the broadcasting arena. Then we have the Model Community National Resource Directory. The Model Community National Resource Directory, Jafrisa Abdul-Hadi of Flint, Michigan, is the director for that. But why did the Model Community National Resource Directory come into being? Well, exactly what we're doing today, meeting and greeting individuals who are already active in their communities or active with their organizations. And we want them to find a place in CWSC that they can improve what they're doing. And we say improve how? Improve what they're doing by networking with others. And this is community building. We say the group intellect, Amarhum Shura Bainahum. So the Amarhum Shura Bainahum, it sounds good if we say, oh, well, it's for everyone to come together and we all express our points of view. Then what? Who puts what together? And how is it put together information-wise? Well, American Muslim 360 is the avenue by which we express everything. But to become, as you heard, the executive director, Emeritus Mukhtar Muhammad, as he expressed, you want to become now actively involved. Go beyond the written and the word that we speak and become action-oriented, call it direct action. So one of these, this is one instance where we are today with a Muslim, as a part of the Muslim Journal Dawah effort, a time to be grateful, then we want to influence everyone to become more actively involved. And in order for us to say, we want you to become actively involved, then how do we know you're not? So we can't make that assumption, correct? So praise be to Almighty God. So we have then the Model Community National Resource Directory, register with CWSC. You maintain the autonomy of your organization and whatever your organization is doing. You're bringing together more of the intellect where we can see the action take place. Then we have the Volunteer Human Resource Network. That is where the connection happens. The director of that is Patricia Nima Mohammed of New Jersey, of Trenton, New Jersey. And then she connects, and the process for us to do this is she connects with an individual of the Masajid or an organization or the Neighborhood Association that will be the outreach person, and that outreach person then will connect with those internal in their organization that need assistance, or they find out about someone who needs assistance. Whatever that assistance is, Patricia Nima Mohammed has her expertise in the social arena, and so she's able to direct the traffic, if you will, direct the traffic of the organization or the individuals so that they can get connected to the proper resources that they need in the area wherever they are. So it doesn't matter what state or what city you're living in. Now, CWSC is doing this, and how is that connecting us with A Time to Be Grateful, more so with Muslim Journal? Or the way that we're doing it, we're finding that the board of directors with Muslim Journal, Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad, as you heard him being interviewed, they are quite aware that to have gotten to become Muslim Journal, they recognize the 300 honorees who sold the Muhammad speech, Lawia News, Muslim Journal. They sold it, strongly standing out front, being that representative of bringing information right to our doorstep, placing it right into our hands. I personally, with the Muhammad speech, remember having received from a young man in his 20s, he was gung-ho, if I can say it that way. He was gung-ho about sharing the news. Whatever was in that paper, he was gung-ho about sharing it. In our community, there wasn't that much traffic about exposing or bringing information about Africa, about the other areas in the country, about being religiously inclined, but more so standing connected with other individuals in an economical way and eating the best, choosing to eat better food, choosing to be much cleaner in our environment. We may say our homes are clean, but I'm telling you, it was a time of pulling the stove from the wall, pulling the refrigerator from the wall. When the last time you did that? Cleaning out closets, getting a toothbrush, and fine-tuning those areas, scrubbing those areas, not assuming or letting others assume that it's clean. Clean it up. Keep those yards looking beautiful, even if it was just sand. Rake those yards. So what did that do? That generated so much love and appreciation for who we are as a people. But much more had to be done. Yes, we were attending religious institutions, faith-based institutions. But we hadn't been, it may have been assumed that everyone knew that this is something you do daily, keep your corners clean, freshen your paint job on your walls, don't have dirt handprints on your walls, don't touch your walls with food-covered hands and wonder why insects were attracted. And not to say that they didn't come in anyway, even though your areas were clean. But find ways to close those cracks Am I touching bases with anyone? If I am, please press 1 on your phone, because the subscription to the Muslim Journal keeps that idea relevant in our lives, the idea of where we come from and how we have to maintain. We never leave cleanliness. We never leave the idea of being a respected people, whoever we are of the human family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the variety of the human family, but the likeness thereof. We are human. We have eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hands, feet. We eat. We sleep. We relieve ourselves in many ways. And we have the need to be connected with others. That's our human strength, the human bond. So the Muslim Journal does express that. So we're all here today, this weekend rather, or this week, I'd say. We're here this week to actualize what is happening in our lives on a smaller basis. The vendors, that's another whole segment. And I'm speaking now about the movement of people moving throughout this arena and seeing one another, loving the attention of, oh, I recognize you. So this is a social bond, but we're here seeking knowledge as well. And seeking knowledge is found in the Muslim Journal. I'm going to keep pushing the Muslim Journal because that is the purpose, that's the overall purpose that we're here. So press 1 on your phone. If any ma'am, if anyone has pressed 1, please acknowledge. And I thank you for being there at the helm of the in the host seat. I know you hear perhaps a lot of voices, maybe not as distinct because you hear the sound of the voices, but that's what's happening. As the fashion show is taking place, I believe, and let's see, there's information being shared by way of a video on the screen, and you hear the music in the background, and it sounds to me like thumping feet, right? So the fashion show, you think of one's walking on a platform, and they're stepping, and that music keeps them on in a rhythm so that they don't collide with one another, and, well, of course, the practice of being on the fashion runway. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. Let's see if there's anyone. Hey, ma'am, let's see if I have... And speak to me. Let me put my speaker on. Ma'am, hold on. Okay. Am I hearing you, ma'am? Assalamu alaikum, sisters. Were you a part of the display in there? Were you a part of the... Is that the wrong... No. You're just beautifully dressed. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let me check the board here, everyone. Okay. Okay, I see no one's pressed. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's no hands pressing 1 to come into the queue. But please, by all means, we pray that we are bringing it forward to you and as best we can, because we want you to hear our words. The Muslim Journal, the Dawah for the Muslim Journal, to push for subscriptions, not just to purchase the paper, and you can purchase it physically, meaning the paper itself, or you can go online and subscribe, take out a subscription. And there you'll see the different prices, whether it's for 6 months, whether it's for a year, whether it's for 2 years, or if you want to become a 10-year subscriber, it is there. All right? And as you subscribe, again, remember that you're subscribing to the Muslim Journal is and Muslim being true human, then we cannot leave off that true human spirit, number one, and seeking knowledge, then the true human connection means as we seek knowledge, the more we know, the better we can carry ourselves, well, I just say better carry ourselves, but the better we can exact from within ourselves the connection with others, whether that's in business, whether it's in a cultural arena, whether it's in governance, or just on that social plateau. I said
cultural, but the economics, the education, on the educational level, incorporating educational platforms. And those platforms, we, with the CWSC, have what is known as the think tank. In Philadelphia, we have Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our director is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, and the other part of the think tank is Imam Abdul Karim, Abdul Rahman Karim, from Dallas, Texas. And the connection is you're going to be hearing more, if you haven't already, from Imam Abdul Wali Ayub Bilal on Wednesday evening as he speaks on halal industry and all the reasons behind his presenting halal industry has to do with production, economical production. So as we continue to connect, we continue to get to know one another, we continue to respect and appreciate one another, these events take place. And as they take place, then we will make sure that it is documented in the Muslim Journal, inshallah. All right, Imam Karim Hamid, if you have any questions, please, by all means. I'm going to step into an area where I can hear you better. Imam Karim Hamid? Okay, I'm not hearing you. Okay, I'll continue on. I'm going to go to a public service announcement, everyone, and we'll be right back. Again, a time to be grateful.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to North New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Yes, and back, those last words, let's share. Well, that was the voice of Imam Kareem Hamid. And now I want to share with you Study Al-Islam, Fitr Muhammad, every Sunday morning. We hear on Study Al-Islam. I met with Fitr yesterday. Matter of fact, Latif and I both met with her at different times. But last evening I met with her. And I tell you, the loving spirit as she displays on Study Al-Islam, if you see her on the video, on Zoom, all I can say is the realness of everybody here is so, so beautiful and so for real. The realness is for real. And alhamdulillah. And did you know when we give the greeting of peace, assalamu alaikum, it may sound as though sometimes and we're just saying certain words from our mouth, but the expression on our face sometimes doesn't express assalamu alaikum. And as each individual has to take that within and really truly know that this is coming from Almighty God, from God inspiring us to be human, true human. And as we see other people, you know, we see their decor, the beautiful outfit. We see the mannerism that stands out greater than the outfit. And if we're not displaying the best mannerism and it's coming from within, guess what? Doesn't matter if we say assalamu alaikum because it's not really touching. But here what we're experiencing everyone really truly bringing forth their hospitality. And we have certain individuals here who have their banners on, and those banners are ribbon banners, white ribbon, lengthy ribbon that drops down just below the waist, and on it is written in gold, huge letters, hospitality. And I've truly been saying hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. Hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. And who best expressed that? Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back to Fitra, that's what I feel when she's speaking. Her voice, it encompasses the warmth. It encompasses, even if she's not understanding what you're saying, she still asks you what, and the look on her face, she really genuinely wants to know. And she connects with each person as she's speaking with them. So praise be to Almighty God for all of the connections. So our partners, I had begun to state who our partners are, and it includes Study Al-Islam in the broadcasting arena. It's some American Muslim 360. It started with saying at the top and how it came to be with Dr. Aisha Kareem and her husband, Imam Thomas Abdus-Salam, the twin servant of peace, Rahimahullah Alayh. Then the new day for Al-Islam has been in existence even longer than AM 360, believe it or not. William Kareem, exuding as the executive director, coming forth for the purpose of bringing to the community the cultural aspect of it, found in music and his expertise in that arena. So he is our Leadership Development Council and internship. And what he's expressed, how he's expressing his, the leadership part is connecting with younger individuals and, well, with the whole human family, but seeing that there are different methods, ways to connect, even in the world of rhythm, melody, sound, beautiful sound, the rhythmic sound that speaks to our mind, speaks to us and allows us to just listen. And as we're listening, perhaps our thoughts, it takes us, our thinking to certain areas that we didn't know existed, the peacefulness. So, yes, a new day for Al Islam Community Radio now has several hosts on the Blog Talk system, and which include who you've been hearing from, too, Falila Ziyad Islam and her husband, Ibn Yaqub Islam. He comes on Mondays and Thursdays. Then there's Abdul Kareem Rahim, who comes on Wednesdays with What the Logic. And he's always shared a commentary of Imam Murtadi Muhammad. All of them do, really. Ibn Yaqub Islam does as well. On a new day for Al-Islam, they share the commentary of Imam Murtadi Muhammad first or within their presentation and then discuss it. And then What the Logic, it asks you to think it through. Really open your mind and whatever you're presenting, what's the logic about it, all right? And then there's Imam Rashad Shabazz every Friday morning. And there's all of their presentation hours are from 10 to 1. And we're connecting with them. And then 10 to 1 on Saturdays Imam Rashad Shabazz presents the psychology of Imam Murtadi Muhammad. And then Saturdays, we have the Cultural Insight, where we connect with New Day for Al-Islam from William Kareem begins at 10 to 11, playing sound. And then 11 to 1, the M360 connects, and William does an interview with individuals who have been in the arena with presenting those rhythmic sounds, those melodies, and they explain what brought them into that arena and what has kept them there and how they've connected with others. And then at 12 to 1, part of the Cultural Insights is Quick Hitters. Quick Hitters is where we merge onto the scene. It's like getting on the expressway, right? We're here on the low valley side of the community, and it's easy listening. And then we get quick hitters, and I have to tell you, some of the sounds I'm not familiar with, but I've heard at them. And then speaking of the younger generation, well, yes, I remember being young, and our parents didn't listen to what we listened to, but they learned to listen to a degree. And each generation, each period has brought about different sounds or a combination of those sounds. As we can reference back with Michael Jackson, Love Please with him, and James Brown. And those of us that Michael Jackson studied, their moves and their sounds, and that of Jackie Wilson, I believe he said also. So, you know, there's a connection. So William Kareem brings that forth on Cultural Insight. And his sons, who have connected with him, they're the quick hitters. And that's Kevell, Dequan, and Bill Black. Bill William Black. And, of course, when you hear those sounds, if you can identify it, praise be to Almighty God. But what's the purpose? They work with young people in the Girls and Boys Club. And they're making that connection to let them see the leadership that is within them. But the sounds perhaps draws them near, and then they can hear, inshallah, God willing. All right, our next partner is IWDM. Now, Latifa Hameen, being the CEO of AM360, has beautifully connected with IWDM as well. And the book club has evolved from that. Authors being interviewed, and I believe the interviewer is that of, let's say, Latifa at different times, and our other host who does the interviews for authors. Alhamdulillah. Our other interviewer for the book club, Sister Radia, in San Antonio, Texas. On your staff. Rabiha, okay. Jackson does the interviewing of authors and their books. And speaking of the IWDM connection, words make people, with Imam Mikhail said here. And a clear understanding, Imam Fahim Shaib. I spoke with him this morning. He's just as diligent and understanding, has a clear understanding. You know, Imam Fahim Shaib presents on Tuesdays, on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays. And he's been very aware of what he's speaking on and what he's wanting to convey to us, a clear understanding. And then there is Alifa World Ministry. That's with Imam Yahya Abdullah. Imam Yahya Abdullah has been on the scene for some years, and of course his progressiveness in sharing Al-Islam, or the understanding of Al-Islam, Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, you've heard me speak of them. We invited him to be our speaker at in 2019, and it was on the basis of our governance and how individuals can understand how we are, the Muslim community, is connected and very respectful of governance. And so we had a gathering at the new police department in St. Petersburg, Florida, and our chief of police was very welcoming. There was a room area that they had held for us, to hold this combined conference. It was five panelists, and of the panelists, the one was Imam Yahya Abdullah. And it was very beautifully done, and the information he shared. And it was in one of the climatic times, during one of the climatic times for our country in 2019. Much was happening around the United States as we have now, gun violence, disrespect of individuals in the human family, the redesigning of some districts from a political point. A lot of the Supreme Court being seen as having a conflict with what we should be allowing and what we shouldn't be allowing. You know, that was the discussion around Roe versus Wade and other items, men and women and the harassment of women. So there was a lot to be taken in, but Imam Yahya Abdullah was able to convey primarily to the police department. Yeah, and there was a lot happening with the police department in unjustly treating the citizens. So, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. So as we move forward, then we have our other partner, as was said, I spoke on study all this time. Last but not least here is, I think I'm missing one, Muslim Culture Con, the young group with Khalila and Zay. Forgive me if I'm calling it wrong, this is name, but praise be to Almighty God, they are very, very, they are very aware that they are in the community and that their voices, they want their voices to be heard, but they're respectful with how their voices are being heard. And Zay has a book that he's written, lengthy poetry, and he does it, presents the poetry in person as well. Praise be to Almighty God. So as we stay connected, everyone, again, a Muslim journal now, last but not least, I said that, the Muslim Cultural Con, but Muslim journal is last but not least. I'm coming back to that as we take on the subscription drive for Muslim Journal. CWSC AM 360. We will be hosting a telethon on the 8th, starting the 17th of this month. And as we host the telethon, we will revisit this particular time. We will revisit the meeting in Orlando of the leaders, the leadership conference that was held. And we will definitely, you will hear from more of our imams and the leaders in the various communities throughout. Assalamu alaikum. And as we come through the neighborhoods, as we go through the neighborhoods and we reference different people, then you will become more aware of who's who as well, inshallah, God willing. All right, dear listeners, we're going to go to another pause with a call. Thank you, Imam Kareem Hamid, once again. I'm Martha Naila Abdulman. It's been my pleasure to be here with you, sharing in this moment, this event, a time to be grateful.
Join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an episode of Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach and doctoral student at the American School of Symptometry. It is our aim and objective every week on am360.org to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booby traps everywhere. Come join us each week to learn about these booby traps that cause health to be denied. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to listen to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWShura. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community Wide Shura's Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
Join us for Muslim American Power 5 on Mondays, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Muslim American Power 5, referred to as MAP5, featuring Sister Amatullah Sabri, Sister Cheryl Sadi, and Brother Fleming Alamein. That's Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for MAP, Muslim American Power 5.
All right, dear listeners. Now, if you have any questions or comments, we want you to press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. And if, and as you do that, as we end with your comments or your questions, we're going to go to, we're going to share with you a lecture from your memoir today, Muhammad, Rahim Allah Ole. All right? All right. Thank you so much. Let's see the board here. All right. Seeing no hands, we'll go to presentation by Imam Warsidi Muhammad, Rahim Allah Olay, as we're busily addressing individuals as they walk up. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? Alhamdulillah. All right, as we look for this address from Imam Warsidi Muhammad, it's American Muslim 360 broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host right now, as you heard from Latifa Hameen, the CEO of American Muslim 360. Again, remember, Muslim Journal present subscription. One second. Only because we keep pushing Muslim Journal subscription. Muslim Journal subscription. And only thing, and we're all live on the M360 now. We've been just projecting that. Only thing you don't have is if someone wanted to come in, I say sign up for Muslim Journal right here, right now.
Send them to the table.
Yes, we want
some. 2 o'clock.
What?
At 2 o'clock, be at the table. As you come in, you're going to pass the Muslim Journal table. We will have the 2024 calendar available. Anyone want to fill out the application, do a lifetime subscription, and whatever else we're there for you.
And your name?
My name is Sister Karima Muhammad from Masjid Al-Qa.
Wonderful. You see, we got it.
Yeah, I just came off the road. I got
it. Let me go get some of the stuff
I have.
Okay.
Because I got just the same.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that's it. Okay. Okay, very good. All right. Alhamdulillah. Yes. And I need to put that up there too. Trying to stand it up. Okay, you're going to hear the voice now of none other than we hear every day, every Saturday, usually. I'm preparing to make it in the land of plenty, but he's here in the flesh, live and blood. Look at me, live, flesh and blood. Your name, please, is it?
Professor Rabbani Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. And you just come from where? Did you come from another land?
I came up from South Carolina to North Carolina with Imam Nasif.
Nasif?
Yes.
Okay, uh-huh. That's your good friend.
That's my good friend and brother in the religion.
Yeah.
And outside of the religion.
Y'all just hanging out.
Hanging out, yeah.
Okay. And you were just with Imam
Talib Adin from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He is one of the board of directors of the Grace Line community effort towards developing the credit union.
All right. And we have those, they're beautiful brochures here on CWSC's table as one of our partners as well. What can we say in this economic plight? I know it is, and hearing you, Imam, Professor Rabbani Muhammad, I'm putting it that way, you project so well about the inverted or the inside human spirit in order to bring it outward.
Yes.
And the way we use our money to spend our dollars, we don't have that best within, and it's not going to happen.
We think money is just to be spent.
Mm-hmm.
No, money really should be used to develop and create more money. That's the reason. That's the purpose of it. That's where how rich people think.
Mm-hmm.
Rich people don't think about just spending money. If they do, they spend it on infrastructure.
If
infrastructure is on roads.
Okay.
You build a road, people can easily transport goods and services on that road. And where it's located, it can generate business opportunities. If you build a road near a beach, you can have a development on that beach that will generate people to come there on vacation, businesses that will provide restaurants, services for people who might need medical care. So the business of development, and the only way you develop is that you have to have a political and a financial component.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to develop our political sciences to maneuver and to develop relationships so that a community can benefit rather than individuals. Because if the community can see where they fit in,
mm-hmm.
then they will support it because they know that they can get a piece of whatever is there to be gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So developing that kind of relationship will automatically loosen up any financial opportunities to banks, because the banks need money to operate. And if they see that there's a business or a group of businesses, a collective group of businesses that have an economic benefit, they will support it.
So a question, and I don't want to hold you for a minute, but the question is, so that everyone can understand, because, you know, when we talk about our communities and we are talking about the residue of what has been left in our mind and is reflected in our community, you know, and not speaking of everyone not being environmentally clean
right.
on the outer. So when you mention infrastructure, those services that get to the people, how can we overall inject that information into this?
Well, it has to be taught in the primary education.
Okay.
From students who would participate in programs that would mock business development.
Very important.
Because what happened is that, for instance, if you're going to teach a class, kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
kindergarten, that means there's a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Garden, there's a product or produce.
Mm-hmm.
That, don't you know that farming is the fundamental basis of international commerce?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say in the language of banking?
Mm-hmm.
If you invest into a bank, well, invest. We put seeds in a bank of soil.
Bank of soil. Got it. Can you?
And
it?
Then you get a yield.
Yes.
Don't you get? Or you be looking for a yield from your investment?
Increase.
A return on your investment. You put in one and you get seven.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ears of corn.
Yes.
All of that language is based upon finance, international finance.
So that should become an initiative
of the kids, of the children.
Yes, for us to invest
exactly.
in the children. Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm going to write that down as an initiative for about 50 years
exactly.
in the family.
And that's what has to happen. They talk about STEM.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved in an environment, educational environment, that promoted STEM.
Okay.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, they were so wrong with that statement and so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I said, you people don't think past your nose. Doctors in mathematics, doctors in science, doctors in philosophy, psychology, all of the space science.
Mm-hmm.
I said, before you could get a STEM, you have to have a seed. And the seed is science education that is connected to educating the adults.
Mm.
How many adults have turned their own children off of science? Oh, I can't do, I hated math.
Mm-hmm.
You should, that's like cursing them out. That's like cursing a child out.
Mm.
You hate math and science? You are math and science. You are math and science. Everything you do, you already know math and science. All you need is that you need someone to introduce you to it with a language that will reflect your natural makeup.
Excellent. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. Praise be to Allah. And we will be hearing more from Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad. This is with a new day for Al Islam. This is Latif, I mean, Salila Ziyad Islam. Yeah.
You home, man. You feeling good.
Oh, this is Imam Nasi. Okay, I'm state legislator. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah with CWSIV. Martha Naila Abdullah.
I hear you on the radio.
Yeah. That's where we are right here.
Oh,
you're live. How you like that?
Oh, my God.
So, our dear legislator. We just heard, I can't repeat just what he said as beautifully as he did it, but the implication is the base foundation of any child, any mind, is to go into the earth and come back up. Now, you as a legislator, you're into the makeup of the city, county, state. So please share with us some words of wisdom from you. Just one, your name first.
I'm Nasif Majid. I serve in the North Carolina House of Representatives. District 99, that's in Mecklenburg County, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so your question was...
just words of wisdom that you share with the audience right now. Getting involved.
Well, you know, the need for politics, and being in politics, everything is politics. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the schools that we attend, the roads that we traverse, we flew here, why we got here, you know, it's politics. Whether you're going to have a school, or what quality of your school, whether you're going to have, a industrial factory in your backyard or not, where they cut the roads to your neighborhood that gentrify you, all that's politics.
Mm-hmm.
And before we were into the politics because we were excluded from that.
Yeah.
And at the exclusion, we weren't sitting on those boards when those expressways came through our neighborhoods and tore up our neighborhoods. You know, but now we're sitting on it, but, you know, so if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
You're on the menu.
So you can't hit the home run sitting in the grandstand. So politics is very important because, the pie is the economics.
Okay.
Politics is how the pie is distributed. So if you're not at the table when the pie is distributed,
mm-hmm.
you might not get no pie at all. They eat your pie.
Praise be.
So, I mean, they're very simply. We have to, it's essential
mm-hmm.
that you on politics, whether you like it or not, somebody else is going to do for you what you should be doing for yourself, and you're not going to get your share of the material.
That's the wisdom. That's where we're going to leave it. Yes. Praise be to Allah. I am so thankful.
Love
Imam Rabbani Muhammad and Nasif Muhammad. And this is Khalila Ziyad Islam with her husband Ibn Yaqub Islam. We want to address him too, his longtime pioneership. And they're with A New Day for Al Islam Community Radio with William Kareem. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah. But you're going to do the. Okay. So please, thank you so much again.
So good to meet you.
Meet you.
It's an honor. You know, I hear on radio all the time.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes. Because I'm up and down the East Coast. You've got me beat. You traveling across the country and back at it. I just go up and down the East Coast. Okay,
I'm with the professor.
You with the professor?
I'm with the professor. I know I'm good.
You know you're
good. That's how we roll.
That's how you roll. Enjoy. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. And welcome back. And here we have our dear brother Imam from Washington, D.C., Imam Talib Ugda. And your wife is here as well?
No.
No, okay.
No, she's back home holding down the business.
She's holding down the business. And that business is, please tell me.
Cornrows and Company.
Cornrows
and
Company. Hair.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
All right.
Natural.
Yes. Thank you. As he's providing us with, and Grace Line, yes. There we are.
Graceline community, everyone. As you come, you partner with CWSC, the wealth starts with you. I mean, Allahu Akbar. You've got to love it. And every Sunday morning, Graceline is online, on air, on Zoom. You can visit with them if you want to participate, be a partner with Graceline. That is because establishing the credit union starts with the information. They've done so much. CWSC has partnered with Graceline in order to promote the understanding, the information about, not just about wealth, but you heard financial workshops. You probably attended financial workshops. And it's a never-ending process, never-ending. If we look at every individual that's here participating in this particular event of the Muslim Journal Dawah for subscription and the Time to Be Grateful event to promote that, then if you see everyone and you see them as dollars, right, if you will, and the dollars that are that's moving about, and just calculate $100 per person, because truly they've spent more than that. $100 per person coming here, and I'm just going to round it up to $500. I know I'm really not even hitting the number of people that are here, but 100 times the 500, 50,000, correct? 50,000. So we know that 50,000 times 10 would be 500,000. So you can see how, and then another third, another 10 at 500,000, then will become 5 million. That's because $300 per person, if it's just the 500, you think, what is it, 15 million? I said 500 million, 5 million rather, but it's 15 million. So alhamdulillah, we understand that the growth just from words went into connecting with everyone through the medium that I expressed, through Study Al-Islam, you heard about Muslim Journal, through A New Day for Al-Islam, Community Radio, you heard about Muslim Journal, through Al-Islam Worldwide Ministry, you hear about Muslim Journal, through A Clear Understanding, you hear about Muslim Journal, IWDM, Words Make People, you hear about Muslim Journal, Muslim Culture Con, you hear about Muslim Journal, Graceline Community, you hear about Muslim Journal, and definitely American Muslim 360, you hear about Muslim Journal. So we want to definitely promote, as the Imam Kareem, Abdul Kareem Muhammad's wife, Kareema Muhammad, said this morning that at 2 p.m., everyone will be asked to go to the particular point here, and this, what I call the 100 yard, it looks like a football field length. Like you go to the beginning part of that as you enter the hotel. Oh, love you. Oh, my sister. I know it. I saw Anissa yesterday, and I said, yes, please give me your name here. I'm on AM365 now.
I've been there once.
I know, yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Nadia Ahmed,
okay,
with Islam and Area Institute.
Yes, and she's meeting with me. She met with Latifa before, right?
Alhamdulillah.
So now she's making her rounds, and alhamdulillah, I'm coming back. And I hope, as I said to Anissa, everyone that's listening, I said to Anissa, I said, I know I need it, because as I'm reading Quran, I'm remembering those, and I said, well, I've got to go back and learn these.
You already were doing well, but it won't break your
heart. Oh, no, I know I need that.
Yeah. So just let me know when you're ready, because I'm
going to send you a few phones. Okay. Allahu Akbar. Love you. All right, everyone, and you all remember Imam Dr. Kazim. I said Dr. Kazim Ahmed. Okay, so with that, have we brought it home about the Muslim Journal and the interest to subscribe, be a subscriber? Alhamdulillah. Well, praise be to Almighty God. We're going to walk back into the conversation with Imam Khaled Ukda from Washington, D.C. So, alhamdulillah. And as you said, his wife is involved in hair products, hair designing.
And don't hesitate to call.
Alhamdulillah. All right, he's getting those cards ready for us. Yes. Yes, yes, sir. Put that there. Yes, we're going to put them over here so they can grab one. All right. Praise be to Allah. Our table, we must say, is beautiful. We do have the banner up and standing tall featuring AM360 and the big picture that says on air. Guess who's behind there? None other than, at that time, the executive producer for AM360, William Kareem. And it says, tune in now on your smartphone, empowered by CWSC. Praise be to Allah. And we don't want you to forget to dial 910-317-0297. If you have any questions or comments you want to share at our comment line, 701-719-4197. You want to hear any of the pre-aired or the live sharing presentations by any of our lovely hosts. Recognizing our hosts on particular Sundays, I think it's the second Sunday of the month, recognizing our host of the month or host that's being interviewed. I think we have about 27, maybe a little high there, 27 hosts. But nonetheless, you, as you tune in every day, and pretty much about 7 hours a day mostly, then you will hear our host and what they have to present. Again, we mentioned that Quran Shakir, perhaps you'll be hearing her voice again live here on AM360. The power of educating our own. Yes, praise be to Allah. We have the culture, we have the education, we have the economics, and we definitely have the governance with MAP 5. That's with Fleming Elamine, Cheryl Sudhu, and Amatullah Sabri. Praise be to Allah. It is in living color that we are able to bring into fruition the dreams, the thoughts, the blessings coming from Thomas Abdul Salam and Rahim Allah Huleh and Dr. Aisha Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless them. We can't thank Allah enough for this. And then Community Watch Shura Conference and the entities thereof, all the intelligence components. We thank Allah. We heard from Rashida Robinson yesterday with a scholarship. You heard from Dr. Rita Stewart. She was a little ill. She wanted to convey that to you, but her love is still coming from. She's the Speaker's Bureau for CWSC. Then there's the Institute, Family Institute. That's with Khalida Akbar and Manira Habil. What can we say, everyone? And all of us are promoting Muslim Journal. Okay? Imam, if you have any comments, we'd like for you to press, everyone else press 1. But Imam Kareem Hamid, if you want to make any comments, please by all means do so.
Yes, alhamdulillah. We are grateful to be broadcasting from a time to be grateful, and those that we have heard from, Professor Rabbani, our beloved Imam Abdul Aziz, and others that have shared their wonderful experience at a time to be grateful. We are grateful to be able to broadcast this wonderful event. That's all the comments that I have. If there's anyone else that would like to express themselves, if you press 1 on your phone, I will unmute your mic. What a wonderful day we are having. Inshallah.
Okay.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. And we have Imam Talib Ustad give us some words before he goes into.
Alhamdulillah. The best words I can give you are Bismillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim,
mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. This is wonderful. I'm sorry that you can't be here, But as long as Martha's here, we're going to report out to you what's going on step by step and make you feel as if you were here, present in front of us. But more importantly, next year, we want to see you in person. We don't want you to miss anything. So there's stuff going on in the first floor, the second floor. There's something to my left, to my right.
And there's registration.
Everything. Everything. And they got a wonderful venue. We got a wonderful day. I mean, it really doesn't get too much better than this.
I mean, this is the convention, right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. It is a time to be grateful.
Yes. And promote this Muslim Journal. Promote it.
That's right. That's right. It's our newspaper.
It's our newspaper.
That's where you're going to get our news.
There you go. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, ma'am. So much. And I'm doing the East Coast, so you know I'll be coming through Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We saw Talib Sharif.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely wife. So
I well, I literally just got here.
You just got
I haven't been here 15, maybe 20 minutes. So I'm still trying to get started.
And you came right and found CWSC.
Oh, by the way, I mean, I made a beeline.
Yes, because it proves that partnership is very important.
Yes, yes. The CWSC has been with Graceline over close to, 2 years now, at least?
Yes, at least.
Okay, at least 2 years.
Yes.
So it's a partnership that we established, and look out, because there's no reason we can't come to Florida.
I mean, there you go. And to Kareem, but yeah, I wasn't able to attend his workshop, but I did see Omar.
Yeah, Kareem just went through the door.
Abdul Kareem.
Okay, yeah.
So Kareem Bayah as well?
Yeah, Kareem Bayah. I just saw him go through the door.
Oh, okay.
And Omar Muhammad and his wife.
Right there. I met them yesterday.
Here. Okay.
Yes, I have.
So they're here. I just met them on the way out to get my stuff to come back here.
Okay. So the team is here, everyone. The love is here. And the spirit of Almighty God's inspiration from the Word and from our Quran to us is here. So praise be to Allah. All right, so we're going to be getting some nutrition. We're going to be feeding our faces, if you can say it that way, inshallah, in a little bit. So we think, and we have now coming William Kareem. We want to hear words before we end off from here, from William Kareem. Your words of wisdom, William Kareem.
Well, I just want you to know that this is a very exciting affair, they're getting ready to do the fashion show.
Uh-huh.
I saw just a little preview. These fashions are going to be stupendous, and the models are par excellence.
Mm.
So we're really hooking it up. We're going to get some good video and pictures to, inshallah, share with you, the audience.
I mean, and the the nourishment part is coming forth as well. We have right here, everyone, the information, the dedication, and the connection that we are making, and the communication now, and the collaboration. You see it in the action. All right, everyone. Thank you, Imam Kareem Hamid. I'm going to just, if we want to, if you don't mind, we share a lecture from Imam Warsuddin Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh, and we are so thankful. But we will share, we will then connect later this afternoon. We apologize for last evening, we just didn't have any more energy, I tell you. We just went kaput, if I can say it that way. Alhamdulillah. So, but this evening, inshallah, the banquet will take place, so we will be taking pictures. We will continue to do interviews with the various lecturers or sharers, and we'll do that one-on-one with Imam Fahim Shlaib and with the others as well. So look forward to that. Imam, if you want to select a sharing.
Excuse me?
A lecture from Imam Warsuddin Muhammad as we go and we take in our nourishment now.
Okay, I will definitely. And what time will you come back on the air this evening?
Just before the banquet tonight, so about 5-ish.
Okay, that's 5 Eastern Standard Time.
That's 5 Eastern Standard Time. Usually you will hear Alex Lamon focus everyone, but thankfully to the generosity of our host for this particular Saturday,
We're so thankful to Imam Kareem Hamid, Delacy Umar Phillips. You heard from Rabbani Muhammad, professor, and Michael Hamid. I haven't heard Michael Hamid, but they usually are here and ending. And then you heard from William Kareem, and you didn't hear Kevell and Bill Blatt, but inshallah, the quick hitters. But we will, with the priest Abdul Hadi Imam, we will use her our time later. Her 2-hour time, I should say.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. As we get ready to hear the commentary of Imam Wadif Adin Muhammad, this lecture is titled Asra, El Asra, or The Time Through the Ages. Praise be to Allah. May we all benefit from the commentary of our beloved Imam Wadif Adin Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, I bring you now the commentary on the Surah Al-Asra, Part 1.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulihil Kareem Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that He is one. We give all praise to Him who sustains the heavens and the earth and cares for all of His creation and especially for His human creation. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His noble and generous messenger. And Allah says of him that we should salute him with prayers and with peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says of him that he is a mercy to all the worlds. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He has not sent you except to be a mercy to all the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ, to all the worlds. Everything that we have in Islam, from the Quran and from Muhammad, who received the Quran for us, directly or indirectly address something or addresses something that is in the scriptures that came before or in the religious traditions of the people that had religious communities before the coming of Muhammad, God's servant and messenger. Prayers and peace be upon him. It says in the Quran, God says that is, in the Quran, because the Quran is all the word of God, whereas other scriptures are not all the word of God. And we are not saying this. They say that. This is not us criticizing them. This is us just saying what they say of their own scriptures. Not all the words of God to the prophets. Others came behind the prophets, and they wrote. And much that we find in the scriptures of others, other people outside of the Muslims, those scriptures had carried the words and teachings of their holy people, their saintly people, their rabbis, their priests, etc., their monks, whatever. It is not all revelation from God. Even Paul is not accepted, the Apostle Paul. He is one of the main authors of the books, the new books in the New Testament. And it's not agreed in Christian history of the Christian church that all that Paul received was from God. So we only have Quran that claims to be only the word of God. Nothing in there came from Muhammad himself. He was not able to speak those words. He was not learned in scripture. He was not even acquainted with scriptures. It was all strange to him. So none of that was from him. It all was inspired, came directly from the Most High God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to him. Praise is he. So Muhammad, the prophet, is a mercy to all of the worlds. And where we read in the Quran that this was revealed to him, he was not knowing any of this. He had no access to any of your knowledge. This is made clear in the Quran of Muhammad the Prophet. It says that also that that they wonder, what kind of book is this that leaves out nothing small or big? Leaves out nothing small or big. Now, it doesn't, what it's referring to, this is the key for us Muslims. To understand the Quran, we have to know the context that it is addressing. What context is it addressing? Is it addressing every book that ever appeared in the world when it says it leaves out nothing, small or great, or small or large? No. That's too much, and it's nonsense. A lot of foolishness. The Quran doesn't address foolishness and nonsense. The Quran only addressed what people claim to be the word of God, or what people claim that God authorized. The Quran only addresses that and no more. Only what people claim that they have from God, and it addresses what people claim God authorizes. God authorized you to do these things that you're doing in the name of God. Quran has Muhammad responsible for challenging them and addressing them to make them prove that this that you claim that is not from God is from God. You see? These are the issues. These are the issues. The issues are found in the context of revealed knowledge and in the context of that the world used after revealed knowledge or even before to say that this is from God. This is from God. So Muhammad really comes as a messenger from God to correct what the world has that they claim is from God, to correct it. And that's what Allah's words say in the Quran, that this is a correction on the previous books, the books that came before. This is a correction on the books that came before. And a plain teaching, come to make it plain, clear, very plain. Now, in addressing
what came before. What came before also was a plan for the future, though it had not been fulfilled. The plan for man's future life on this planet to the day of judgment. And that means as long as we are human on this planet, God has already gave us guidance to take care of us for as long as we are humans on this planet. Now, in the early times, Scripture came to prophets addressing both their local conditions, but also pointing them to the conclusion of things. So Scriptures before Prophet Muhammad and teachers in the Scriptures, with the Scriptures, pardon me, before Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him, they were pointing people also to the conclusions of things. And they were pointing to the signs that address the conclusion of things. So when God made man and put him on the earth as a responsible creature to carry out God's will, God at that time inspired him to not only work in the present, but to work for the future. Every human being is created to not live in the present only. God created us with the nature to wonder how the future is going to be. And I have to prepare myself for the future. And if I can, I have to help others prepare themselves for the future. So this is what made prophets. The prophet nature is in every human being. Every human being is born with the prophet nature. We're the children of Adam, descendants of Adam. And Adam was not only the first man, but he's also the first prophet. He warned his children. He planned a life for the future. But the need to prophesy grew stronger and stronger as man lived and experienced life in his environment. Trouble for that life produced more and more seers looking to the future, or striving, straining to look into the future, to know where is this going? How can we prepare better for what we're going to face? It is common knowledge that the prophet nature is in all of us. We can never say Muhammad is our messenger. He's only Allah's messenger. But we always say he's our prophet. He's our prophet. He's flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. He's human like we are. God said to him, say to them, I am a human mortal just like you are. And Abasharun Mithlukum, the words of God to him in the Quran, I am a human mortal like you are. And we should, the public of the world has advanced so much in human intellect since the time of the early prophets and since the time of the last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him. The publics have been advanced so much in the intellect, in the brain, knowledge. And we're still talking to them like they are people that were in crowds 6,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago, thousands of years ago. We are speaking to them just like they're their same public. We haven't progressed our communication to our publics, to our religious publics that respect their graduation in knowledge. And that's why most of the people nowadays, they don't have much patience with the preachers. They don't care to go to the houses of worship. because the world is so far ahead of them in so many respects. The world is so far ahead of the religious leaders. They're leaders in these churches and mosques and synagogues, etc. So Buddhists, all of them suffer that. The Buddhists, all of them, they suffer that. For some reason that I think can be explained, they think when you say the word of God never changes. I guess they think they mean the way to communicate it never changes either. And that's horrible.
Okay, you too.
It is. For me, that's horrible. We have to respect our public, the intelligence in our public. And if they, if the public now can have more understanding,
give me some faith.
They are prepared to ask for more understanding. We should give them that understanding. And they don't have to ask for it with their mouths. They give us time. They ask for it with their attitude towards you. They ask for it with their treatment of you. They ask for it with their absence from you. We praise God, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In the Quran, we read the chapter, small chapter, Al-Asr. We ask Allah's protection from the rejected Satan, the enemy of all human beings. It begins, you know, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as every other chapter except one, the ninth chapter of the Quran. It begins with the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then comes the words, Wal-Asr. By the time, translated also by the token of time. And it also means the hour. But scripture before said, a day with man is as a thousand. Pardon me, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years of mankind, of our life. So our thousand years is nothing but like one day with God. So this Asr is not an hour on the clock that you got up by Monday morning or whatever, went up whatever day it was. It's not that clock. Well, Asr, this is an hour. But this is a big measurement. A big measurement in the time of man. Big measurement. And it is a time of difficulty. We know from the word Asr, the Quran is powerful and rich and potent in the in its power or in its capacity to communicate volumes with few words. Volumes with a few words. Well, I used to hear as a young man, interested and curious in the scripture, I used to hear that some imams overseas, that they took this Al-Fatiha, one word or one line of Al-Fatiha, and they did volumes. I would have said, I did say to myself, I didn't say it to anybody, I didn't want to hurt anybody, but I said to myself, yeah, they don't have anything to do but waste time. That was when I was young, you know. But now that I'm older and I have myself enriched my own self by my studies, and I have entertained myself in such a heavenly way, I put myself in like in a heavenly environment. Just with my curiosity, searching God's words, put me in a heavenly environment. So I have enjoyed it so much that I look back on my young mind and the young expressions I made, and I feel shame. I feel sorry. I won't apologize.
to those learned men that make the volume, Allahu Akbar, that make volumes discussing this one little short ayah or one expression. And I feel right now, I know I wouldn't be bored. I could take a wal-as and I could write volumes, volumes. Because this very word is so big and broad that it includes in its concept, it includes so much of man's time on earth, man's time in history, man's life in struggle. I could do volumes. Where do we get the difficulty here? This says wal-as, slightly different from us, but nevertheless, a hint or play on us, wal-as, by the token of time, by the token of time. And we know God says, I do not want for you difficulty. That's us. That's us. Difficulty. I do not want for you difficulty, but I want that you be purified. Our flesh belongs to the animal kingdom. This flesh and blood body of ours. It belongs to the animal kingdom. And there was a time for many nations when their flesh was no more than that of animals. They lived like animals. They worshipped animals. They made deities in animal form, gods. And they put upon their head animal horns because they were imitating animals and they were one of the animals and they were saying that I'm an animal with this animal's trait or I'm an animal with this animal's appetite or with this animal's bravery or with this animal's cunningness, etc. They would wear things to identify them with animals that they loved and admired and worshipped even. Some they worship as God. Ancient Egypt, with this high and great civilization that they developed, they chose many animals as deities. As deities. Cat, dog, and others. Lion, many. As deities, as gods. So in our flesh body, we belong to the animal kingdom. And when the human spirit is out of the animal body, the body is nothing but the flesh of an animal. It's nothing but an animal. You become nothing but an animal. When God says he's going to make man, the angel said, what will you make other than that will cause bloodshed? And God said, I know what you know now. And God says, when I have given him of my own spirit, then you make sajda to him. When I have given him of my own spirit, God didn't say, well, this man is worthy of your respect. Why aren't you respecting him? Without God's spirit in you, you're not worthy of this respect of angels. Why should angels respect you with nothing but your human nature and makeup and animal body? Why? They shouldn't. You're not better than the rest of the animals. There are some animals better than man when you take the spirit of God out of man. And he says he's given up everything. He's given something of his ruh to everything. Everything. God's ruh of his spirit. Says when I have breathed into him of spirit. He's talking about the higher. God is talking about that higher plane of inspiration. There are many planes or levels of inspiration that come to man. God made the beautiful creation itself to inspire man. The creation by itself alone can inspire man and aid man and assist man on the road to his own development, to a higher life, to a higher and better and more productive life. The creation itself inspires that in its beauty, wonderment, wisdom. It's full of messages for the human intellect. Yes. But God was telling the angels, this man I created, I didn't create him to be left alone. I didn't create him to be left alone with the creation. I created him to be influenced by the creation, to come to me, to find me, the artist that did this great wonder, that gave this great wonder to him. I created it to inspire him to come to me. And if he comes to me, I'm going to give him of my own spirit. And when I give him of my own spirit, you make sense that to him. Because I didn't give you to my world for you to serve yourself. Your existence is to serve my man. Praise be to Allah. Muhammad the prophet said, God, in that battle, he didn't leave you alone. He sent angels among you to help you get the victory. So the angel made to work with man, but the man that God chose to lead the humanity, all human flesh. Praise be to Allah. And Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. Well, us, concerning the time down through the ages, difficulty for what part of man? For his spirit. All this is implied in the word wallah. Difficulty for his spirit. His spirit wants to come to rest. Rest from that is in conflict with his better nature. Because his spirit is the life of his better nature. It is the life. Life is movement, not standing still. Life is movement, not standing still. So our life is in our spirit more than it is in our body that can't go very far without the airplane or the car or something. But the spirit will even go beyond the conscious mind, go even beyond my rational senses, my spirit, and tell my rational senses, I'm out here and I need you to join me. I want to understand where I'm at. So this is the man that God made. The man that I'm so happy to be. Oh, I know my life. I found myself. And it's wonderful. And that's where all of us are created to go. We are to go where God created us to go. And it's not to be hung up in this life like a cow or dog or cat or snake. No. Those are creations below your creation, much below your creation. Praise be to Allah. Concerning the hour, surely mankind is lost. Lost. In el insan alafi khus. Surely the mankind is entrapped. Lost and entrapped. Fichus tells me he's not only lost, but he's entrapped. He's lost and don't know the way out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The third progression for this chapter of surah. First progression, it begins with wallas. Second progression begins with in al insan lafi khus. Third progression, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith, or who believe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith and who believe. Now, dear people, we begin our journey back to our God. And what is our journey back to our God? Is it God that we need to work with? No, it's God that we need to support our work. We need to work with our fellow man. God does not need to be a laborer with us. He made us to be a laborers with one another. And among one another. Okay, so my journey back to God is really to get authorization for what I have to do from my God, because he gave me a soul that's very sensitive when it comes to obedience to my Lord. It obeyed my Lord before it was given to me. He wouldn't even give me a soul until he created it in obedience. Then he gave it to me, and I was born of Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. And that soul is there in me and with me to influence me to go where God wants me to go. So first we're established in our souls, and we stand up erect, balanced, spiritually balanced. This isn't no material balance. This is a spiritual balance. Man's balance is spiritual, not physical. And it requires the subconscious more than it requires the conscious, because the mind has too much to do to be thinking on standing up. So God created us to have a spiritual balance in the subconscious, so we don't have to be worried while we're working about standing up. So the world walking around in the animal body may be standing up as an animal, but may be down as a human being. And we have to let them know that God has sent guidance to stand them up again in their soul. So when we stand up, they are Allah Akbar. We're standing up in our souls, righteous, obedient, clean, hands clean. Maybe they were dirty just a second ago. But when I put my attention on my Lord, I confess all my faults. And I tell him, I want my hands open to you, my Lord. I hide nothing from you. I'm innocent in your presence. Please accept me and forgive me all my sins. And make me perfect and clean before you in your presence. Huh? And you've forgotten all the wrong. You're not thinking about the dope you sold last week to pay the bill, to pay the note. You ain't thinking about that when you stand up in the prayer lines with us. That's out of your mind. If it's in your mind, you're repenting for it. And hoping your repentance is accepted. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Okay, now, from the soul, we have to move out. Because the soul wants us to get something, and it ain't all here where I'm standing. The soul is far-reaching. Far-reaching. So the soul is making me now want to move out. If I move out, the world is not under angels only. The world that I came down in, I came down into it with Satan. When Satan was just a naughty boy. And now all this time he had on earth since then, he's grown up. And he was too much of a match for me even then. When we were together in the heaven. Or I should say in the heavenly regions. And his disobedience caused us all to be cast down together. Not separately. Together. Kubat. All together. In one bunch. We were cast down. Huh? And now he has had all this time to do his thing. And God said to the archangel Jibril, peace be upon him, he said, let me show you my creation. And he showed it to him. And Jibril said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful creation? And in an instant, God showed it to him eons later in time. And it was all decorated by Satan. And when Jibril saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a creation? Well, that's the creation that we're in. We're in that creation that when Jibril looks at it, he says, how can anybody be without sin in this creation? Say, Satan filled it with allurements, enticements, temptations everywhere.
Alhamdulillah, this concludes the scheduled broadcast time we have at this time. And I would like to invite you to tune back in to American Muslim 360 this evening, inshallah, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we shall broadcast live from A Time to Be Grateful. From out of Newark, New Jersey, we shall broadcast live, and we look forward to sharing the wonderful things that are happening in Newark, New Jersey, A Time to Be Grateful. And we invite you as an honored guest, praise be to Allah, here on American Muslim 360. We came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we all remain grateful and thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful. Assalamu alaikum.
Early in the morning, saying a prayer, seven espresso brew coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. pride make a difference. And any way you can, you got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things He's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for His blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for themselves. But they gotta be alright.
Gotta be right.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things He's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Now we invite you to tune back in to America Muslim 360 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we shall broadcast live from Muslim Journals, A Time to be Grateful, hosted in the city of Newark, New Jersey. Alhamdulillah, we look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.